Right, hi, this is Adam Avante from Sounds of the Screen, and we are here with Mr. Jeremy Bullock, the baddest and most famous bounty hunter of all time. How are you doing today, Mr. Bullock?
I'm doing very well. I wasn't bad at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, Mr. Bullock, how did you get into acting?
Well, I got into acting at the age of 12 after failing what we call an 11 plus exam. So just after 11 years old, you want to go where you want to go. I was on a sports scholarship to this school, but I failed the exam. So that was the end of that. 3 months later, I was at drama school.
Fantastic.
So it was by accident, really.
How does it feel being one of the most iconic people on cinema as Boba Fett?
Well, it's funny, really, because, to me it was a job. You know, I did my job in a film and said, right, thanks very much. I moved on to my next job, which was theatre. And only when the film came out, when all these letters started to arrive, and I thought, the only time I ever had letters from fans was when I was in a soap opera in the 60s. And that was usually letters saying, how dare you treat your wife like that, you're a dreadful man, you know, because they believed the stories. But it's been amazing since that, and every day letters come in from somewhere around the world. And it's quite extraordinary, all because I wore a mask.
How did it feel being Captain Colton in Revenge of the Sith as a cameo after so many years of absence in Star Wars set?
Well, that was a very nice surprise. I was in Italy with my wife visiting my son and his family, and we'd just arrived and the mobile phone went. I mean, normally I wouldn't take the phone because it's supposed to be a holiday, but it was Rick McCullum, the producer, said, Jeremy, you know, George would like you to play this part, and, well, you know, welcome aboard. It's really nice. You know, so it totally out of the blue. It was one day. Mm-hmm. But it was nice to be called back for the final film. So that was the final end, and to be part of the whole saga after six episodes and appear in the last one. And I wasn't cut, because that could have happened. So that was nice. Nice thought.
Do you have any words of wisdom for any actors or just things in general that help you through life?
What I would say is anybody who, if you really want to do it, it's a tough profession. I've been in it 50 years now. It's a tough profession. So if you're going to do it, I would never say to someone, don't do that. My boys, two of my boys, sort of just flirted with it. But I'm glad, deep down, I'm glad they didn't get involved, because there are a lot of people are out of work. You can be out of work all year.